Losing Face, written by George Haddad and read by Nicole Naboo and Elias Anton.
Joey had asked for extra chili in his banh mi because it numbed his mouth and he liked numbness. He was stoned, sitting on a bench on Waterloo Road watching the cars come and go and wondering how many of them actually had a legitimate destination. Cars were cans on wheels with people in them overtaking each other, colliding with each other. He'd once been in a car accident when his mother sideswiped a taxi on the way to drop him and his brother to school. The damage hadn't been substantial, but his mum had cried. Really cried. And the old Italian taxi driver had told her not to worry, that she should get the boys to school, that his son was a panel beater and would fix his car. When he finished eating the roll, Joey stood up, scrunched the paper bag and lobbed it into the tray of a parked ute. The bin was in the other direction from home and he wasn't about to carry the soggy ball around. When he got home, his mother was on the phone in the living room, squinting her eyes at the old pendant light fixture as she babbled away. There was no price for guessing that she was scrutinising the dust on it and that she'd asked him to stand on a chair that she'd dragged from the dining room to make the task harder to avoid and dust it because she was too short to reach. She swung between English and Arabic with whoever was on the other end of the call, talking about 8 centimetres this and treatment that. Joey guessed the topic was what it often was with her and her friends, cancer. He sucked at Arabic. He could understand most of what was being said, but his pronunciation was all messed up. Too much throat effort. And the words always sounded recycled coming from him. Maybe it was a genetic thing because his dad was true blue Aussie. Yeah. Bowel. No. They only diagnosed him last week. Haram. And straight away they started. She was saying her kids are beside themselves. No, apparently not. Well, if he gave enough of a fuck about his brother, he would go see him and stop involving other people. Mabrif. Yeah, okay, yalla. I've got to hang the clothes on the line, bye. She turned to him. No work today, she said. Nah, chucked a sickie. Why? What's wrong? Nothing. I felt like taking a day off. Right. Why aren't you at work? He asked. Do you listen to anything that goes on in this house? I took the day off to do stuff for Alex's birthday barbecue tonight. Oh, I forgot about it. No surprises there. Did you buy your brother a gift? Nah. Again, no surprises, she mumbled.